Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And it is a monthly installment because you have to start your week with not necessarily the news.
Not necessarily the news.
And if you don't, it'll start without you. We welcome our worldwide audience. Simulcasting, because that's all the rage lately with this show. On the Hank Facebook Live, have fun in the comments section, kids. And have fun, whoever you are out there, you could be listening.
Here comes the money.
Turned out it was the second biggest Powerball in history.
Powerball!
Jackpot-wise. And two people will now fight it out to split it. Powerball players in Missouri and out of Fredericksburg, Texas. At least that's where the Powerball jackpot winning ticket was sold. We mentioned last week that one of the most of the 10 years prior, 61 had come up more than any other number.
61!
And it did it again on this last drawing. 11, 23, 44, 61, 62, 17 was the Powerball number. Yeah, that was a strike there in Missouri and then Fredericksburg, too. So the anonymity is definitely in play. And $1.787 billion. Also, a $1 million Powerball ticket was sold in Midlothian as well.
Oh!
Yes.
The Midlo, yo.
So if they're listening... I remember your favorite radio show. Anything.
KB and Heather Lee.
One of which.
And your poor grooms to be.
Yeah,
I'm
registered anywhere.
Ken Buckner.
That accepts cash. Anyway, congratulations to those people that I don't know.
So first you get engaged, KB.
Yeah.
Then come the I do's.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a nice little love nest? Well, have we got the place for you? It's a farmhouse in Burrville, Rhode Island. 3,000 square feet of living space.
I love it.
Set on over 8 acres.
This music scares me.
Quite the resume.
All right.
And it was also the inspiration for the Conjuring movies.
See, yeah. You had me at no.
It's headed to the auction block on Halloween. I mean, what could be more romantic? Conjuring last rites.
What is it foreclosed on?
Yeah. Apparently, it's almost like it has bad luck following it
or
something. Yeah, they can't make the payments.
Mm.
The Conjuring Last Rites did win the box office battle over the weekend.
Yeah.
$83 million in ticket sales, followed by Hamilton and Weapons, rounding out the top three.
I don't know if... I mean, that's kind of a... Talk about making commitment. I don't know if I can get a 30-year... Because can you last that long in that house?
I don't know. I mean, in the commute, you know, it's maybe not feasible.
It'd be an adjustable APR. It was last night the MTV Video Music Awards, and it appropriately kicked off with Kenny G.
Oh.
Yes.
I did not know.
I did read somewhere because MTV Video Music Awards was actually being broadcast, in addition to MTV, on CBS. Which is a completely different demographic from what MTV is probably going for normally.
I got the memo. Yeah, they're my like, daughter was
Blue,
watching it.
Where's Tom Selleck?
Excuse
where's
me.
Blue Bloods? Where's them? Well, yes, he kicked it off. He was helping Doja Cat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Elsewhere in VMA land, Ariana Grande was the big winner for Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead. Artist of the Year was the Gaga. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter, Best Pop, and their first time ever dipping into the country music realm.
Oh.
Megan Maroney wins Best Country Video, Am I Okay? So there you go. Congratulations. Actually, one thing that I did see a clip of was the Aussie tribute. And it was like a who's who of rockers that came out and rocked that. So Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, they really stole the show.
They
last
brought
night.
It home.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
They know actually how to rock as opposed to Kenny G.
Oh, you think?
Interesting.
I bet he can let loose.
So the season of everything sports has arrived. Football, soccer, water polo, golf. Some of the hottest things to watch. But one sports needs no special time of the year, KB. That is professional wrestling.
Amen.
Jelly Roll, defending his new sidekick, saying it is anything but fake. It's the real deal. There's no way that you could pretend to land on a piece of plywood in front of 60,000 people. And he actually broke his pinky the first week. So well wishes to Jelly.
As they say in the business, when you take a really big hit from somebody, he took a bump. And he took a massive bump.
Ouch.
Against Logan Paul, who jumped off the top post of the ring onto the virtual the announcer's desk outside where Jelly Roll was laying. And took it.
Jelly Roll!
I'm sorry, Jelly.
Mad props, Jelly. Mad props. You can't see him. The Phillies Karen is our latest 24-hour.
Yeah.
We caught you on the internet doing really bad things.
Naughty.
Yeah, so if you missed it, there was a Phillies game over the weekend. And it was a home run hit into the left field stands. And there was a little scramble for the ball. And a guy came up with it. And it didn't look nefarious, nothing like that. Just basically happens all the time. And he goes back to his seat just down the aisle and hands it to his kiddo, who was there, actually, turns out, celebrating his 10th birthday.
Aww.
Well, then comes...
Oh, boy.
And I mean... straight out of central casting.
It really was.
What you think. I would like to just speak to your supervisor.
Yeah.
And she says all sorts of... and then just beats down this dad. And finally, the dad's like puts his hands literally up in the air and says, fine, take it. You can even read his lips.
How well, much you want, lady?
It was the Phillies and the Marlins. The Marlins there gave them a big fun pack of prizes and stuff. And the Phillies had him come back. And they signed a bat for him and gave him a ball, the kid and stuff, who wasn't crying or anything, this lady. So the Phillies Karen, her identity over the weekend still hasn't been confirmed, despite what you may have read, because who was initially tagged as the Phillies Karen was not the Phillies
Karen. Where is your manager?
So she's out there somewhere. On the other hand, of the same vein, that Kiss Cam Coldplay mistress?
Yeah.
The HR director, she's now officially, we do know who she is. Kristen Cabot has filed for divorce from her husband. So
it's almost like it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. Go get him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Lighter news. Happier news. Jimmy Hernandez of Davis, California. So this guy really knows how to party. Instead of having a cake or a clown or a pony at his party, he went skydiving.
Pink pony?
Maybe. At 100 years old. Jimmy is a World War II veteran, served in the Navy, dreamed of making a jump his entire life. His son Andrew and grandson Santiago joined him for the occasion. He admits his landing wasn't the best, but thanked a lot of family for coming in from all corners of the country to celebrate.
There it is. Very nice. Happy birthday, sir. And then finally, in a new recent study revealed over the weekend, it says 1 in 8 Americans admit that they are overthinkers. The remaining 7 of the 8 are still pondering how to fill out the survey and answer the question.
Real Country 92.1.